Well, this was a fun day indeed. At least I'm home and the problem is more or less solved. So now the whole ordeal can die quietly and be forgotten.
Where are your other wings?
I can't believe I'm saying this, but get this woman off me!
Little wingies, where are you? You what? Why would you want to hide your wings? Don't you have any pride in your heritage? You should be proud to be an incubus. You should take pride in the fact that you're of such a great race and class. You should be proud to have such lovely head wings like the ones you have.
You know, last time I checked, pride was considered to be a deadly sin.
And it's a sin you should be proud of, damn it.
I failed to see why you're getting so wrapped up in what's in my life. Before all this, I was as fine as an adventurer, a retired one too, since most adventurers die in their 30s mid-battle. But that's not the point. The point is I'm an adult, and I'm fully capable of making my own decisions, and I don't really appreciate you coming in and telling me what to do with my life, regardless of what is expected that I should be doing. And furthermore,
Will you stop looking at me like I'm six?
I'm 428. Compared to that, you are. Now be a good little incubus and do as I say, and I'll let you have this inky bear, okay?
Keep that freaky thing away from me.
Wait a second, Abby. We need to talk.
Can it wait? I need to follow Dan and make him see reason.
Hear me out. I know you want Dan to listen, but you have to admit this is a big change in his life. What Dan needs is some time to relax and come to his own conclusions.
Meh, I suppose you're right. Okay, I'll lay off the pressure and give Dan some space and time to realize his true calling. Which will take how long? A couple weeks, most likely. So I'll fill out the application papers for the Succubus and Incubus Academy for him in advance.